Line upon line, Doctrine and Covenants, section 135, verse 3. Joseph Smith, the prophet and seer of the Lord, has done more, save Jesus only, for the salvation of men in this world, than any other man that ever lived in it. In the short space of 20 years, he has brought forth the Book of Mormon, which he translated by the gift and power of God, and has been the means of publishing it on two continents, has sent the fullness of the everlasting gospel, which it contained, to the four quarters of the earth, has brought forth the revelations and commandments which compose this book of doctrine and covenants, and many other wise documents and instructions for the benefit of the children of men, gathered many thousands of the Latter-day Saints, founded a great city, and left a fame and name that cannot be slain. He lived great, and he died great in the eyes of God and his people, and like most of the Lord's anointed in ancient times, has sealed his mission and his works with his own blood, and so has his brother Hiram. In life they were not divided, and in death they were not separated. Joseph Smith restored the church and gospel of Jesus Christ to the earth. The effects of his faithfulness are still rolling forth today. John Taylor, who became the third president of the church, wrote this description of the prophet Joseph Smith. Read the Bible Dictionary entries for the prophet and seer, and then study Joseph Smith history. As you read this history, write down all the evidences you find that Joseph Smith was a prophet and seer. Bear your testimony of what you learn. It took the prophet Joseph Smith only about 65 working days to translate the Book of Mormon during the time he had the gold plates. See Neil A. Maxwell, By the Gift and Power of God, Ensign, January 1997, page 39. And that phrase, by the gift and power of God, is contained in verse 3 of Doctrine and Covenants, section 135. For a duty to God or personal progress goal, commit to reading the Book of Mormon in as many days as it took the prophet to translate it. You can do it if you read about 9 pages a day. In verse 3, the reference was made, has been the means of publishing it on two continents. President Taylor, 1808 through 1887, was referring to North America and Europe. The Book of Mormon is now available in more than 100 languages all over the world. Also in verse 3 of section 135, we have this reference, and like most of the Lord's anointed in ancient times, has sealed his mission and his works with his own blood, and so has his brother Hiram. Read these scriptures to find out about others who sealed their testimonies with their deaths. Stephen, Acts chapter 7, verses 51 through 60. Abinadi, Mosiah, chapter 17, verses 7 through 20. Zenos, Helaman chapter 8, verse 19. Also in verse 3 of section 135, there is reference to the four quarters of the earth. The church has now more than 51,000 full-time missionaries and has members in most countries. Also in verse 3, we have reference that the prophet Joseph founded a great city, Nauvoo, Illinois. There is also reference to Hiram Smith. Hiram was the first to be killed in Carthage jail. He was nearly 6 years older than Joseph, and the brothers loved each other dearly. President Heber J. Grant, 1856 to 1945, said of Hiram, "No mortal man could have been more loyal, more true, more faithful in life or in death than was Hiram Smith to the prophet of the living God." In James E. Faust, Some Great Thing, Ensign, November 2001, page 47. Editor's note, this page is not meant to be a comprehensive explanation of the selected scripture verses, only a starting point for your own study. End of note. Sidebar. Jesus is the Christ, the only begotten of the Father in the flesh. He is our Savior, our Redeemer. He is our Advocate with the Father. He is the one who died and suffered great agony, great humiliation, and great pain for us. The restoration of the gospel is true. Someday we'll know of the greatness of the prophet Joseph Smith. All this work is true. Elder David B. Haight, 1906 to 2004, This Work is True, Ensign, May 1996, page 23. End of the article, line upon line, Doctrine and Covenants, section 135, verse 3.